This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, we're having a few technical difficulties here in the studio here with our telephones, unfortunately. We're going to try and get that one sorted as soon as possible. In the meantime, I'm going to carry on talking to Tim, because Tim and I can talk forever, which is probably a very good thing at this point. Message come in on the SMSs here. This is a very complex and important piece of legislation that should not be used for sound bites. It's not easy and simple debate for the masses to understand. Thanks for that biased opinion, Tim. You are adorable. So, brickbats and bouquets in the one message there.
But I mean, I can go into great detail in every different aspect of this, but I do agree that it's not a debate for sound bites, but you also need to make things digestible for people to understand, because I can talk about the different prices based on the different types of emissions technology and whether it's baseline, whether it's not, and how it would work till the cows come home, but I'm not sure everybody would follow it. I think, you know, you need to be able to communicate this, and this is part of the challenge the Greens and the government is facing, is trying to communicate the issue, which is very complex, in a way that is digestible for people who aren't climate scientists, who aren't chemical engineers, who aren't carbon accountants, trained carbon accountants, etc. And we all need to do that.
Well, yes, it is getting too complex. Now, look, we've run into some technical problems here, as I say. We're going to try and solve those very shortly. In the meantime, I'm going to change topics with you, Tim, because I'm sure you can talk, too, about things like urban planning and how things are changing here in Melbourne. We have this whole problem of urban density, don't we? Now, we've had in the past a huge problem with people wanting to build in the inner suburbs. And in those inner suburbs, we've had enormous resistance to that kind of huge build of density. Now we're going to see urban spread instead. Which of those is going to be better for Melbourne?
Well, I think the challenge is it's very hard to say there's one size fits all solution to this problem or this challenge. We want affordable housing, so we need lots of housing stock to match up with population growth. We want, everybody wants big houses and reasonable amount of space. They're conflicting things, because at some point you can't accommodate both, and they contrast. If anybody's ever been up to the top of Eureka Tower, I strongly encourage it, because you actually get to see the line at which the inner city ends, because you see, particularly when you go from Richmond to Hawthorne, how it goes basically from grey to green. I think we need a mix of solutions and in terms of density. And one of the things I'm a big fan of is medium density. We always get this, it's towers or it's small houses. Well, actually, there's a lot in between. And I live in a building that's medium density, four stories, very reasonable space and size, but fits a lot of people on one space. And I think we need to look at appropriate developments for communities. But medium density is a big part of that, rather than just saying towers or no towers at all.
Who's turned my microphone off there?
How
dare people shut me up? Well, yeah, and this is, of course, what I wanted to talk to Matthew Guy about. But unfortunately, as I say, we don't have a phone in the studio at the moment. So what we're going to have to do is actually switch studios. So you'll have to bear with us for a moment. Don't you just love Radio on the Run?
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.